Welcome to Private Club Radio, your weekly source for industry education, news and discussion. Broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, ladies and gentlemen, here is your host, Gabriel Aloisi.
Oh, I got a fun guest for us today on Private Club Radio. We're going to be chatting with Melissa Hansen, who just put on one of the best conferences that I've attended in quite some time. It's called the Membership Directors Association of Southwest Florida. This was their annual conference, the first ever annual conference, by the way, and it went off without a hitch. The attendees had such an incredible time. There was about 150 of us there. I also spoke, and the speakers were really top-notch. The education was fantastic. And the vendors, they were really a value add. Sometimes you go to conferences and people really want to avoid the quote-unquote vendors. But here at this conference, the way they had it set up, it was really fun to visit all their booths, to enter the contest that they had going on. People won Tory Burch purses. They won spins of a wheel. I actually won $10 spinning a wheel. One lady won a few hundred dollars doing that. And it was just a great time. I can't believe for the first time doing a conference, there wasn't a hiccup that you could see. I mean, we all know behind the scenes, there was probably some things that must have happened, but man, it just came off without a hitch, it seemed like. They did a great, great job. The organization is extremely supportive of their members. I have people here in Tampa that are raving about it. They drove 2 hours to this thing and were absolutely raving about it. So it's such a pleasure to bring on the president of that organization, Melissa Hansen, longtime supporter of the show. You may have actually heard her put in some questions on our inbox episode when Rick Coffey joins us. Just a great, great membership director. The club she works with is the club at Old Cypress. I actually got to play the club at Old Cypress on that same trip, and what a treat that was. It's a Pete Dye masterpiece for one thing, but beyond that, the service and the welcome that I was given as a guest really was second to none. I haven't experienced quite anything like that before, and we're going to talk about that during this interview. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on Miss Melissa Hansen.
Well, I am here in beautiful Naples, Florida. Just had a wonderful round at the club at Old Cypress. Pete Dye designed property. Wonderful 18-hole course here. Clubhouse, really unique, just kind of old world furnishings and nice tapestries. And I'm sitting here in the membership director's office. I'm here with the director of membership and marketing, Miss Melissa Hansen. Welcome to Private Club Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so first thing I want to touch on is I'm down here. We just wrapped up the first annual conference of your association. So I'd love for you to talk to folks about what happened yesterday and, you know, the event attendance, the turnout, some of the highlights.
Yes, it was all very exciting. We ended up having 150 attendees all throughout the state of Florida. And we had a really dynamic lineup of speakers. Gabe, you were fantastic on our panel of experts speaking on social media. We had an opportunity to speak about some of the trends that we're seeing here in Southwest Florida. One of the things that we're noticing are the demographics really shifting. Typically in Naples, we've been seeing that over the past few years, the average age has been, you know, 66 to 70 years old. And over the past year or so, we've seen it really decreasing into the 50s and 60s. So because of that, we're having to change a lot of our social activities, the amenities here at the club. We're having to offer more things for the younger joining member. They're really enjoying outdoor dining, live concerts, glow ball golf, sort of things that they can do after work. And touching on those trends was one of the unique parts about the conference, because I think that Florida is such a specific market that's different from all around the country.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just so impressed with the quality of the education, number one. The turnout was just exceptional. I think there was almost 150 people there that day.
Yes.
Which was really impressive. And the way you had the vendor set up, I think there was a lot of engagement and interaction. And for a first time big conference like that, it just seemed like it went off without a hitch. Was that your experience too?
Yes, I think it went off really good. The sponsors were amazing. They were, you know, industry leaders. And so it was really wonderful to have the opportunity to meet and visit with them. And the venue of Quail West was just absolutely spectacular. The food spread, I felt like that we don't need to eat for another week. What their chef put out was some of the most dynamic.
There was lobster, there was steak, there was shrimp cocktails. I mean, there was like everything you could imagine there.
Yeah, it was really, truly amazing. So we're excited. We're grateful, thankful for everyone that participated in the event. It was wonderful.
What was your most proud moment during the day?
I think I took a lot back from the panel of experts. That was one thing that wasn't planned because it wasn't really a presentation with slides. And you have everybody in the audience that has to ask questions in order for a panel to work well. And so you didn't want the panel to go and then all of a sudden you would hear crickets in the room. And so what happened was the questions just kept going and going. And people you could see were learning from the questions that the professionals were asking and the panel was answering. And at the end of the day, when people said, "I wish that panel could have gone on longer," I was like, that worked really well.
Yeah, well, I actually threw you and your team a curveball because I had a few slides. Too many slides, in fact. But anyway, I think it worked out well. It was a really, and I think that really speaks to the culture that you've built in your association that, you know, I've been to conferences where it is crickets and you can't get anyone to participate. In your opinion, what makes the MDASF special?
I think that we're all competitor clubs, and what makes us special is that we come together and we end up being the best of friends. And so we share all of our information openly, and in our positions to have the knowledge of every single club that we're competing with is just one of the most beneficial things to a sales individual.
Yeah, fantastic. So let's kind of take a little, you know, step outside the association. But talk about more broadly what's happening here in this region, the Southwest Florida region. What are some of the trends that you've noticed and what's happening in this part of the world?
Sure. So we mentioned the demographics shifting. Another thing we're seeing are female decision makers. So you still have your full golf initiation fee, and golf is the main source of why they're coming in. But you're starting to see the female decision makers and the importance on the social aspect of the club. So whether you're turning that into, you know, the nine and wine or the themed golf mixers, like we have a global golf, we did a Hollywood theme ladies nine hole league. Keeping the women engaged is now something that we have to do as much as the men. Which I feel here personally that we've always catered to the man golfer, and now we're just having to open it up to females as well. Again, with the casual dining, that's a big thing. You're starting to see pizza ovens being put outside. People are expanding their facilities to do greenside cafes. Live music is a huge component. One of the trends that we heard yesterday was that in Florida alone, between 2017 and 2018, there's going to be $1 billion worth of renovations. So kind of keeping up the amenities to go along with, you know, your competing club is a really important thing.
Yeah, that's billion with a B too. Here in Florida, the clubs are putting that much money into their clubhouses, and the amenities that they're offering the members is stunning. Well, I want to talk to our listeners here about just the experience I had. Okay. So I came here to the club at Old Cypress, walk into the pro shop. We were the first tee times. We were the first guys in the pro shop, but there's this sign that's welcoming Brandon Towns and I who joined me today. It said, "Welcome to the club at Old Cypress." And we actually took this really cheesy selfie that you'll probably see me post on social media. But I just thought that was an incredible little touch. It really is something that doesn't take a lot of effort on your part or on the club's part, but it makes a huge difference in the member experience. Then Brandon and I, we go out to the putting green and we're greeted by the director of golf, I believe it was, and the two guys from the superintendent and his right-hand man talking to us. You know, they came right up to us, introduced themselves, and like that personal touch was just absolutely something I've never seen before, to be honest. And I've been all over the world where, you know, and I know it wasn't just because it was us, you know, because I know we know each other and whatnot, and you'd roll out the red carpet, but you do this for all the guests that come in your club, don't you?
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the things you guys are doing for guests.
Yeah, we do that for guests. We think it really makes a difference that personalized touch is really important. Again, what we spoke about yesterday was the experience and the value that you find in paying that initiation fee and paying that annual dues. So when we have a guest on property, I think it's really important to showcase just a glimpse of the service that we are going to provide them as members, and the experience that they're going to get here as members that day.
Yeah. Again, it's just little touches like that really elevate the experience. And I think that goes a long way to a club success. So that's so fantastic. You hit on some of the different events and things that are going on. Any stories or anything happened recently that's been interesting here at the club?
Yeah, we had a great event a couple months ago that was new for the club. It is a pub crawl. And instead of going from pub to pub, we went from club to club. And so what we did is we rented a trolley and I connected with area country clubs. And we enjoyed about 45 minutes at every bar at a different country club here in town. And we hit about 5 bars, which next time I might do, that was one too many. But we would have a drink, we would have a little tapa appetizer, and then we would jump on to the trolley and go to the next club. So that was a great opportunity for our members to get to know each other. They felt like they were in college again. It was something that hit the younger demographic of our group, and we're definitely going to be planning another one of those.
That's awesome. So was it just your members that were taking this tour, or were you getting different members from different clubs?
No, that was just our members, myself and then our food and beverage manager. We kind of hosted the trolley and we were the cheerleaders to get everybody going. And we were serving cocktails on the trolley in between bars. So it was fun. It was a long night.
That sounds like it could get wild. But I love that idea because so many times I think clubs, especially here, it's so densely populated. Am I correct in saying that Southwest Florida is the most density of clubs in the world? Is that correct?
Yes, for sure. This area alone, we have over 120 private clubs in just this region.
Yeah, and so many people just think of like the club down the street as competition. Mm-hmm. And I love that you flipped that idea on its head to give your members an elevated experience to go, you know, check out some of these other clubs out there. That's
exactly.
So cool.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot of fun.
Yeah, what was some of the feedback that you got from your members doing that?
Oh, I felt like I was back in my fraternity again. I really let loose that night.
Maybe too loose?
A little too loose. And when are we doing again? We have to do it every month.
Wow. Will that be like a reciprocal thing? Well, now maybe you'll open your doors to other clubs that do something similar with their members?
100%. Yeah. It's a great way to experience other country clubs in the area.
Yeah, that had to be a pretty amazing experience. And just love, again, that you kind of got these other clubs involved and whatnot. And I challenge other clubs out there to really embrace the competition that exists. And you guys, can, like you said, can have fun, still be friends, and maybe still be in competition.
100%.
Well, if folks want to find out more about the MDASF or get involved, maybe sponsor one of your next conferences or chapter meetings that you guys have, how do they go about that?
Yes, you can check out our website at www.mdasf.com or feel free to shoot me an email at mhanson@oldcypress.com. I would be happy to answer any questions that anyone had, or you're welcome to come check out an event as a guest.
Yeah, I will be at every conference you guys ever put on, whether I'm speaking or not, because I just had so much fun and it's just a great vibe you put on there.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on Private Club Radio with me, Melissa.
Have a great day.
How cool was that? Like I said, just a great experience at that beautiful club, the club at Old Cypress, and at the conference itself, top notch. Definitely make sure you put that one on your calendar for next year. It's been a while that I mentioned it, but you can actually vote for your favorite topic, the topic you'd want to hear, whether you're a golf club, yacht club, tennis club, athletic club, business club, cricket club, poker club, dog club, cat club, whatever kind of club you are. Any kind of topic you want to hear, go over to privateclubradio.com/vote, cast your vote, and I will find an expert to come on and talk to you and to our audience about those issues. And if you want to be a guest yourself, privateclubradio.com/contact, I think it is. And you can fill out the form and request to be a guest. If you got something cool to say, if you got a story to tell, I want to hear it. Our listeners want to hear it. I'll catch you back here next week. Until then, here's to your membership success.
Private Club Radio is brought to you by Concert Golf Partners, helping to preserve and enhance private golf and country clubs. Concert Golf has the capital, expertise, and private club hospitality experience to help upscale private clubs achieving long-term success and membership growth. For 25 years, Concert Golf has allowed private club members to focus on simply enjoying their club. Visit concertgolfpartners.com to learn more about the recapitalization process.